Radhika Sarodo Indu, Nindimukha Mandale, Kuntale Vitre Travini, Champa Pushpa Sobani. Nilapata Aunghe Sobe Tahe Ada Otani Vandehe Shri Pada Padma Rishabhanu Nanda Srimati Radhika's face makes the full moon of the autumn season feel bashful. Multitudes of flowers adorn her beautiful braided hair. She is dressed in a blue sari, and the upper part of her body is covered with a veil. I worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. The dot of sindur on her forehead defeats the redness of the early morning sun. The fragrance of lotus from her body causes the bumblebees to go wild and fly around her. The gesture of her eyebrows defeats the pride of millions of cupids. I worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Her eyes, which move like the Kanjana bird, are anointed with mascara. From the corner of her eyes, she shoots her beautiful glance, just like the flower arrows from the bow of Cupid. Her beautiful nose defeats the beauty of sesame flowers. And from it, a nose ring swings very beautifully. I worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Her lips are more reddish than a ripe bimba fruit. Her teeth are as beautifully set as seeds of a pomegranate. Her voice is more melodious than that of a cuckoo. I worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. She has cheeks that are blossoming gracefully with a golden complexion. Her jeweled ankle bells tied to her feet and her earrings swing freely. Her slender fingers are decorated with jeweled studded rings. I worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. She moves more majestically than the king of elephants. A golden girdle shines around her slender waist. Her thighs are smooth and slender, like an upturned trunk of a golden banyan tree. Her movement is more graceful than a swan's. I worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Vandehe Sri Pada Padma Vrishabhanu Nandini. Vandehe Sri Pada Padma Vrishabhanu Nandini.